USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is now a Category 4 storm with winds at 140 miles per hour as it barrels toward the Bahamas. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham.
Hurricane warnings out for portions of the North Bahamas with a major hurricane here, so a lot of wind, a lot of rain.
The bulk of the storm is expected to hit the North Islands on Sunday. Some forecasts say there is a chance Dorian will turn north up the Florida coast late on Monday.
Even if it's right along the coast, and remember, it could be anywhere in here, big-time impacts, catastrophic events for some areas, major hurricane, 140 mile-hour winds prolonged, not a good situation.
President Trump's resort, Mar-a-Lago, is in South Florida. He tells reporters he's not worried.
Mar-a-Lago can handle itself. That's a very powerful place. The thing I'm worried about is the state of Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
As a new wave of tariffs are about to begin in the U.S.-China trade war, the president says companies claiming to be hurt by the tariffs are actually struggling because of bad management. The tariffs are set to start Sunday, and President Trump is saying China is being hurt much more.
13% of certain companies are going to be leaving China in the not-too-distant future. That's a big thing.
That means 87% have no plans to leave Chinese manufacturing, according to a survey by the U.S.-China Business Council. But the president says companies that are paying the tariffs and complaining have to blame themselves.
A lot of badly run companies are trying to blame tariffs. If they're running badly and they're having a bad quarter, or they're just unlucky in some way, they're liking to blame the tariffs. It's not the tariffs.
Senator Robert F. Kennedy's assassin, Sirhan Sirhan, is in the hospital. He's in stable condition after being stabbed by a fellow inmate at a Southern California prison near San Diego. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A detective who played a role in the Kennedy assassination has died. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Detective Jim LaValle was famously photographed wearing his signature cowboy hat as he was handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when Jack Ruby shot JFK's assassin. It happened as LaValle was transferring Oswald to the Dallas County Jail on November 24, 1963, 2 days after Kennedy was shot. LaValle was a Navy veteran. He survived the attack on Pearl Harbor in World War II, and his family says he died on Thursday at the age of 99.
Researchers are suggesting a possible link between unhealthy foods and depression in teenagers. John Clemens reports.
Dr. Sylvie Merg in the psychology department at the University of Alabama at Birmingham says the study was conducted on teenagers testing their levels of sodium to low levels of potassium over 18 months.
The higher the levels of sodium and the lower the levels of potassium, the more depressive symptoms do you report it a year and a half later.
What was her conclusion?
Try to stay away from highly processed foods. It's not good for your health, and it's not good for your mental health either.
Dr. Merck says the study leads to a number of other questions.
Is it because people who feel depressed eat unhealthy foods, or is it because unhealthy foods contribute to depression, or is it something else?
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.